Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
The Hakata Summer Festival and the Tenjin Summer Festival are now being held, livening up the summer in Fukuoka even more. The Tenjin Festival is at Furiai Plaza on the west side of Fukuoka City Hall and will be held every day from tomorrow, Tuesday, August 6th, until Sunday, August 18th. The Hakata Festival is being held in the square, right in front of JR Hakata Station, again every day from tomorrow to Thursday, August 22nd. There are stalls selling shaved ice, yakisoba, and Hakata gourmet foods, as well as traditional festival games like yo-yo fishing and shooting galleries. There's also a live music stage at each venue. You'll have a chance to join in the Bon Odori dance performed there, forming a circle around the Yagura Tower and dancing to the music. Even if you've never danced the Bon Odori dance before, you'll no doubt have fun experiencing this uniquely Japanese festival. Be sure to visit and enjoy the treats of summer.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, well, now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Today, I'd like to share some information about the Japanese language learning site Tsunagaru Hirogaru Nihongo Deno Kurashi, created by the Ministry of Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology. This site is designed for foreigners to learn Japanese on their own, and it aims to help learners acquire the Japanese necessary for communication and daily life. The site supports 18 languages, including Japanese, English, Chinese, Korean, Nepali, and Vietnamese. The site offers three levels of study, from level 1 to level 3, allowing you to study at your level of proficiency. There's also a Japanese proficiency check to help you determine which level is appropriate for you. There are a variety of lessons dealing with everyday situations. For example, you can learn Japanese used for shopping, going to the hospital, and raising children through videos. You can study the meaning and practice your pronunciation by watching these videos, which have subtitles in Japanese, Romaji, or a foreign language of your choice. The dialogues for each of the videos are also available to see on the site for easy review. And as Japanese has many types of written characters, which might seem difficult at first, the site also introduces tips for reading and writing in daily life, such as how to write names and fill out common documents. There are also videos on systems like tax and medical care, as well as informational columns with tips for daily life in Japan, making it a very useful site. Search for Tsunahiro, that's T-S-U-N-A-H-I-R-O, and start learning Japanese from the scenarios that interest you or are most relevant to you right now. You can also find a link to the site on the Fukuoka City website under Support for Foreign Residents. If you want to learn from a teacher, face-to-face, Fukuoka City does offer many Japanese classes taught by volunteer teachers at community centers and other locations. Information about the levels, participation fees, and contents of each class is available on the Nihongo class map. You can find beginner classes for slow-paced learning, kanji practice classes, classes to learn about Japanese culture, and classes that allow you to enjoy interacting with locals while studying Japanese. So, search for Fukuoka City Nihongo class map to find nearby Japanese classes. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.